We are learning Maseches Sedarim, Daf Yudalet Amud Aleph, and we're starting 10 lines from the top. We learned in the Mishnah that if you make a neder and you say that this kikar in front of me is like Basa Chazir, or Avodah Zuchavim, or Eretz Levuvim, Neveilos HaTrefesh, Kasim Ramasim, or Chalas Armat Shemasai, the halacha is it's mutter. What's the reason? Because those things are not called Dava HaNadr. I mean, those are called Dava Asa. What's a Dava HaNadr? Dava HaNadr is something that's Asa because of a neder. So if I make HaTfasa, which means I say this kikar is like that, it becomes Asa. But if it's Dava Asa, those things are Asa and HaTaira, they're not Dava HaNadr. So then it's mutter when you do HaTfasa. So Gemara says, what's the makar for this? Not immediately. What's the makar that Dafka Dava HaNadr is you have HaTfasa and it becomes Asa Mishum Neder? And if it's Dava HaOster, not. On Makra, the Pasuk says, Ish ki yidu neder la'Hashem, o yishav ha'shvu ha'lesis, o nafshad le'achol devar, o yitzipiv ya'aseh. So it says, Ish ki yidu neder la'Hashem, and now the Gemara is darshaning that it's coming to teach us Dafka Dava HaNadr, not Dava HaOster. Actually, yidu Dava HaNadr. That right now we thought, they don't have to teach us that HaTfasa works. We're just telling us that it has to be Dafka Dava HaNadr, not Dava HaOster. Break the Gemara, Akasha, Yachi, I feel dav asanami. Dochsim says in the pasuk lesser iser al nafshay. It says in the pasuk besides either neder, it says lesser iser al nafshay. So it says a drasha for dav asa also. And al karchach, the pasuk telling us there's two ways to do atvasa with dav hanader and dav asa. So what are you saying? Dafka dav hanader. It says either neder and lesser iser. So my answer is no. Lesser iser, but boy, you need it for something else. Look at Taiwan and a brisa. Ezer iser am avatayra. And the rest of the brisa goes, Ezer Sama Vatayra. We had this on Daf Yud Beis. Ezer Sama Vatayra. Oma, Harenin Shla Eichel Basav, Shla Eshta Yayin, Kiyem Shmeis Bay Aviv, Kiyem Shmeis Rabba, Kiyem Shmeis Narek, Gedal Ben Achikam. So Allah is that it's a good neder. If you say, I make a neder like that day, and that day you had a neder, the Allah is that it's awesome. And we'll see what the Chiddush is in a second. We'll speak that in a second. But what's the Gemara's Tarot? The Gemara's Tarot is that since you could zet sign the drasha lesser Isser, for something else, you're not going to zetzerayin for the matzvah dava aser. Now, who said? Maybe it's telling us that hatfasa of dava aser is a good neder. So that the Ran says because there's a svara to say that there's no hatfasa of dava aser because by a dava hanader the thing is aser a issa cheftza. So I could say, for example, let's say a carbon. So I could say this kikar is like that carbon. So it's saying this kikar has the same thing as that carbon, which is dava hanader. But if it's a dava aser, it's not an issa cheftza at all. It's not an issa cheftza. It's also because the Rachmana asked it. So it's not really an issa cheftza. So therefore, it's not really an issa cheftza. So therefore, it's not shaykh to say on that it's becoming hatfasa because it's not an issa cheftza. The thing itself is not asr. The Torah asked it. And therefore, it's a svara to say that lesser issa is not talking about dava asr, but talking about dava another. And what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that if you say that today is usher like that day, so then the halach is that it's chal. Now what's the chiddush? So Ran speaks out, the chiddush is that without the pasuk you would say that dava anada has to be something that's usher to everyone. It's usher to everyone. But if it's only usher to one person, that's not called a dava hanader. And here, that day, that yard site that you made a nada not to eat, that's only usher to you. So you would think there's no atfasa on that, kamash v'law, unless there is, sir, that there's atfasa even on a day that's not usher to everyone, only usher to you. Now, the Ran has a kasha, the Gemara and Shuas is a mashma, there's a different chiddush to that, and there's a different chiddush to that day, and we actually spoke to that before, that even though it was usher as a fast day anyway, it's still called, it still could be matvis as dava another. I and the Ran talks about that. Now, the Ran therefore says, l'inyan halacha, we paskin, that Dava Aser is not a good neder. You don't need a shayla at all. You don't have to be shayla on the neder. Because if it's by Dava Aser, only by Dava Anadr. Now, what about a shvua? If you have something that's Aser b'shvua, could I make a hatfasa on that? So what do you say, Maisha? You make a hatfasa on something that's Aser b'shvua? Zok d'ran, you can't. You know why? Because something that's Aser b'shvua is not an issa chefza. Like we just explained, the only way you make a hatfasa is you say, this thing is Aser like that kikar that's Aser. But a shvua is not issa cheftza. Someone made a shvua, he's not going to eat that. That's a shvua, it's not issa cheftza. Therefore, it's not shayach atfasa on a shvua. So therefore, he says, let's for example, he made a shvua on the yard site that he's not going to eat. And then 10 years later, he says, I want to make today like that day. It won't be chal. Why not? Because that's a shvua, and a shvua is only a issa gavra, not issa cheftza, it's not shayach atfasa. What was the case of the the Mishnah that says that it is shaykh to have hatfasa on the Yom Shveis V'Aviv. That was the case where it was nader ba'isa yom. He had a neder on that day. On that day of the Yom, he made a neder that basar v'yayin alai. I'm not going to drink basar v'yayin. He asked the basar v'yayin b'cheftza that day. That's what shaykh to have hatfasa. So that's the Ran's chiddush over here, or it's a chiddush over the Ran's shita, that there's no atfasa by shvua. He brings down the man the Yom holds that atfasa by shvua is not enough to be chayav carbon and malchus, but there is an iser, but he says, I don't like that pshat. Like upon him, that's what comes out, that you have to be matters of another, not of aser, and also something that's also shvua also is not aser. There's no atfasa on that. Zok to Gemara Vaita. Tzen the Mishnah. Ha'imel ishtoi harayat alai ki'ima. You told your wife, you know, you're to me like my mother. And the person's mother is also to him. So he's asking his wife like his mother. So what does it say in the Mishnah? What's the halacha? It's only a dava asr. But the Mishnah says that you have to be mataneder. And you place a pesa makamachar, you need a mataneder. Shloyeka roish lakach. V'reminu asks you a kasha from a braisa. It says in the braisa, if someone says to his wife, Hare at alai kabasar, kabasa ime. Or kabasa achosi, or ka'arlo klai kerem. Lo yamaklum. It's nothing. You don't have to do anything. You don't even need a pesach. You don't even need a shayla. You don't even need a heter. Amabaya. So it's a stira. Our mishnah says that you need a shayla. And here this bright says not. In the mishnah alone that says basa chazir is mutter, why is not a kasha from the ratio to the seifa? So we said yesterday, pshat is only by ishtoi do we say this din. You need a matanet. Only when you talk, because that's the davar shchiach. But here, this Raminu is a case of Ishtoi. So why over here doesn't it say that you need a matined? Here it says, you say your wife, react like a bus, you make a bus, the loyam aklum. Om abaya, loyam aklum midaraisa, but it's our shalom midarabanon. The Echanam, you need shalom midarabanon. And loyam aklum means midaraisa, but you need shalom midarabanon. You will need shalom midarabanon. And Echanam, this price is lavdafka loyam aklum. Rava are my different terrors. Havat midachamim habam aorats. Rava is like this. That even by Riyat Ishto, if it's a Talmud Chacham and it's a Dava Aser, you do not need to mat the Neder. Mashaikin Ama Aretz, where he doesn't really know differences between the Adarim, so you don't want to be Makel and all different Adarim. Therefore, we tell him he has to get a Heter, he has to be mat the Neder. At least when he does it with his wife, that's the Shirdi case, he has to be mat the Neder. So that's the Chiluk between our Mishnah and the Spriser. One's Talmud Chacham, one's Ama Aretz. Right, and then and Gemara says it brings a raya, to Susai that you can say lo maklum just means only by tamid acham by Tanya unta brayza no yidu b'tayra. Someone takes the sefer Torah and he says b'zeh haTorah I'm not gonna eat this kikar. That's what he says. He says with this Torah I'm not gonna eat this thing or do this thing. So what's the halacha? I'm not gonna do this thing or eat this thing. It's like a shvua, the good thing. I know yidu b'tayra lo maklum. It's nothing. You have to be mataneder. From Rav Nachman, that he said you have mataneder is dafka ba'av aretz. But Talmud Chacham ain't in tzarach shayla. Talmud Chacham does not need shayla. So you see, same idea. It says neidav tarloim maklum, and we're saying that that's talking dafka Talmud Chacham. But am aretz takan needs shayla. That's what comes out. We're saying a chilek between these two things. So now the Gemara is going to go further and explain what's the difference halacha is by the Torah, because you have to realize that we just said that even by Amaretz, the only time you have to be matan neder by Amaretz is only by something that you're worried about something. Like we said by Ishtoi with Shchiach to make Nedarim and Shavuos, therefore we have to be matan neder. Masha'inkein, here, what's the problem over here? So we're going to show, because by Torah, certain times it is Chal. And therefore we wanted to, by Amaretz, to have a het neder because he'll get confused. That's the Ran on top explains that the reason is because there is times that are also, therefore, by Amaretz, he doesn't know the difference and they come to mix it up, therefore, he has to be mat neder. Tanya Lunt in the Braisa, or it says Gufa, some of the Gersa, Hanoider Betaira Leyam Aklum. If someone is Noider Betaira, Leyam Aklum, it's nothing. Like we said, it's only a Talmud Chacham. But Mashah Kasaba, but if we say, I want to make an ed mashu kasaba dvarav kayam, ba umashu kasaba with it and what's written in it dvarav kayam. So what's going on here? So first of all, hanoyder v'tayra the Ran explains means he made a shvua. Even though you use lashon noyder, it means a shvua because he said like this that with this tayra bezua tayra shlei esa I'm not going to do that or she esa or I'll do this thing. So the reason why it's loyam aklum, what's the takap shah? The reason is because the daite agvilim yadas is on the klaf and the klaf is not enough to make a shvua because that's not a lashon shvua. But if you say b'mashe kasaba, so then you mean to say the askara is shvoy. You mean to say the Shem Hashem that's in the Torah, Masha Kosova. So therefore, it's Dvar Kiyom, because we know B'Shem Hashem, that's a Lashon Shvua. And B'Mbal Masha Kosova is even better. Dvar Kiyom. So Al Kaponim, that's a case where it's Chal when you say you want to make a Shvua B'Torah. Because you mean Dvar Skar Shvua, you mean the Shem Hashem Shvua. But look at the Mark, Tondi, Masha Kosova, Dvar Kiyom. If you say, I want to make a Shvua, Masha Kosova, Dvar Kiyom. Ba Masha Kosova, also Dvar Kiyom. Break the Gemara. If you said already Ba Dvar Kiyom, you have to say Ba Masha Kosova, Tzarech L'Meimatz. What's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush? So my answer is that there's a Chiluk. Omar Nachm, like Kasha. Hold the Machsa Iraisa Ara, hold the Nokol Abiyodet. There's one case, the case of Masha Kosova. It's a case where it's in your hand. And the case of Bav Masha Kosova, it's when it's on the ground. Now, first of all, when it says on the ground, Lav Dafka on the ground, the Alpur Sefer Torah on the ground, this just means it's not in your hand. That's how the Shittim Kavetzis learns. The Mefarish here learns a little bit different. On the side, it says Rashi. It's not really Rashi. It's the Mefarish. He learns a little different Pshat. When we go with the Shittim Kavetzis Pshat, that if it's on the table, so then it has one din. If it's in his hands, it's another din. Hod Machsa Araisa Ara, Hod Nokla Biyodet. Machsa Ara Daita Gvila. If it's on the ground, then the das is on the gvilim. Nokale biyode, daite alskar shaboy. If it's on the ground, if it says ba, so then we think it means the gvilim, just the klaf. But if it says ba of masha kosa ba, then we know it means das karas. But when it's in his hand, he should have just said, I'm saying it wrong. If it's b'masha kosova, the two things are b'masha kosova and b'av masha kosova. He says if it's on the ground, he has to say b'av masha kosova. But if it's in his hand, it's enough to say masha kosova. Why? Because if he just said, when it's in his hand, if he just said b'av, so that means with the gvilim. But masha kosova means that's karos. But when it's on the ground, if he just says masha kosova, if it's on the ground, masha kosova could also mean the gvilim, because I'm not holding it. So I'm saying masha kosova, what it's written on. So therefore, you have to say ba over masha kosova to include both. He's saying the askaris. It's more than just what it's written on. Ba over masha kosova. Those are that's why you have to say both lashonis. When it's in your hands and obviously masha kosova, we know it means the askaris. But if it's on the ground, you have to say two lashonis. Ba masha kosova. Why, if it's in your hand, is enough to say masha kosova to mean askaris? Because if you wanted to say the gvilin, you would have just said ba. But since you said masha kosova, so then we know it means also the askaris. But if it's on the ground, so ba means nothing. You're not holding it. So you have to say masha kosova to say gvilin. So now the only way to include both, the mean daskaras also, you have to say ba over masha kosova.